I heard a low cry, and looking down, I saw a man lying on his back with a pile of earth over his legs. Sliding down, I soon reached his side, and what was my surprise to look into the face of my own good master. I dared not bark, so I licked his face and his hands, and wagged my tail very hard. Soon he opened his eyes and saw me. Oh, joy! He knew me at once, for a good master always knows his own dog, just as a good dog always knows his own master. Good old Jacques, he said. How did you ever get here? How happy I was to hear him speak those words. I stood close by my master's side so that he could help himself from my little saddle. Come on the other side, old fellow, he said. This arm feels strange. So I went around to the other side while he drank something from a little bottle that he found in one of my pockets. Then, finding paper and a pencil, he wrote a few words. A letter to my mistress, thought I. I'll take it to her as soon as I can. There was water in the ditch, and the pain in my leg made me want a cool drink, but I dared not stop for this.